Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What weird thing happened to your body? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Holly. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
And during that time, I started kind of receiving a message, not a voice necessarily, that if I went to China, I wouldn't come back.
What kind of message are you receiving? Is it like
a FedEx?
A phone call from the Chinese consulate?
It was just kind of a message that manifested that I kind of received. And I was like, okay, whatever. I didn't think too much about it. And I guess this is the reason why. I had had an IUD placed so I could get 10 years worth of birth control. And yeah, there was some pain, but the pain kept getting worse and worse till the point I was curled up under my desk at work in just excruciating pain. I had a coworker drop me off at the ER, and then I had surgery. And it turned out that my uterus had completely twisted 180 degrees, adhered to my abdominal wall and my bowels, and this was accompanied by hemorrhaging ovarian cysts that were infected.
Oh, God.
Is this from the IUD?
Doesn't the IUD go in your arm? Am I losing my mind?
Well, maybe back in the day, they just inserted it in the uterus, a little T-shaped device.
Yeah, I might be totally wrong on that. I thought for some reason it went in your arm or something.
I think that's a different treatment.
So you said your uterus did a 180, adhered to your abdominal wall, and then was complicated by cysts that were already existing?
Oh, yeah. It was attached on both sides, my front side and my back side.
So is this an immediate surgery?
They were infected and about to burst.
Okay. Did you go to China?
No. This happened like 3 days before I was supposed to leave.
Let me ask you this. You said you're curled up in the fetal position under your desk at work. Now, do you have to call out to a coworker, or does somebody walk by and say, hey, Holly, everything good down there?
No, I don't think they noticed because I had my own little cubicle and I kind of crawled out and I was like, I need to go now. And I tried to go myself and I couldn't drive. I was driving over curbs.
Oh, wow. So it affected your vision, your motor skills, and everything else.
Yeah, it was excruciating.
Well, thank God you didn't have a counter job like at Avis or McDonald's or something like that. That would have been weird.
So was this the result of the IED? IUD?
Yeah, so I went into surgery, and I kind of woke up from anesthesia, and I was like, oh, he fixed me. I could tell immediately.
Damn.
Just all the internal stress went away.
I had to remove that thing because things had just gone south.
So, yeah, if your uterus does a 180, have the thing removed. I agree with Holly,
in the end, do you have a brand new hoo-ha?
No. All he did was clear up the adhesions that were making it stick to my abdominal wall and my bowels. And he took care of the ovarian cysts, and everything returned to normal, happy.
Okay.
You know.
And so why didn't you ever rebook that trip to China? Was that a sign for you?
Well, it was with my Shaolin Kung Fu school, and I moved away. So it just kind of fell by the wayside. I was like, I guess I'm not meant to go.
Were you going there to open up a can of that Kung Fu?
Oh, yeah. I was going to bring it.
All right. Okay.
I got to ask another question. By any chance, are you a Wu-Tang fan?
No.
All right.
No.
Every time I hear Shaolin, that's all I think of, because they were all about the Kung Fu
stuff. You thinking about Red Man?
What's that?
Red Man.
He's not in the Wu-Tang Clan.
Thought he was on the goddamn Wu-Tang Clan.
No. Method Man is.
Method Man. God damn it. Right. Method Man, because he's made a couple of movies, I want to say.
Yeah.
That's all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
But the Man with the Iron Fist, and I want to say something else. Right. That Method Man. Right. Because he was all about that.
Right, like growing up, like I didn't know anything about Kung Fu, but they would always yell it out, and you know,
there's a
Shaolin. So when she said that, I was like, wonder if it makes you a Wu Tang fan too.
Yeah, there's a black comedian who does this whole skit on. It's great. I'll pull it up for you. He's like, there's always a karate brother in the neighborhood.
Right. Oh, there's always one. I told you, man. I'm walking to work one day, and I'm still cooking at the time, so I got a white chef's coat, got black chef's pants on, and I'm walking to work that way. And this is Baltimore. Baltimore at its finest. But I walk by this bus stop. There's probably 12 people waiting there. And this old brother stands up, and he gets in like the Danielson Crane move, like, oh, that brother knows Kung Fu. I'm like, dude.
I don't think that was the exact quote.
Oh, he did not say brother. But still, I'm just like, bro, I'm a cook. But he didn't believe me. Like, nah, man. And, you know, he's like, give me thumbs up. Like, hi-ya.
Right.
Like,
but that's what they teach you to say at your school.
Yeah.
I'm a cook.
Yeah.
What weird thing happened to your body? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Gage. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So I was about 15, 16 years old at the time, and me and my family, you know, you always go off the Christmas trees. You cut them down and stuff like that. I always help my dad out. And I was touching the Christmas tree and stuff. You know, I didn't have gloves on. I didn't think about it all that much. Got home, and I was like, man, my hands feel weird. I looked at them. It looked like my hands, you know, when Willy Wonka, when the drill blows up real big, like a blueberry and stuff like that.
Veruca salt.
Man, that was what was happening to my hands and my neck and my face and stuff like that. I was like, what is going on with me right now?
And what was the result? Are you saying from touching the Christmas tree?
Yeah, so we ended up going to the doctor. They just prescribed me some, like, Benadryl or whatever. And I ended up going in and getting, like, an allergy test. And they, like, poked and prodded me with a bunch of needles and stuff. They're like, yeah, you're allergic to Christmas trees.
You got
to
be kidding.
Like, that specific kind of Christmas tree.
Do you remember what kind it was?
I believe it was a Douglas.
Douglas fir.
Ooh.
That's Ted's favorite.
Ted really likes it.
I mean, is it all firs or just the Douglas? Could you mess with a Noble or a Fraser?
You know, I haven't really tested all that much. I feel like it's kind of a risky chance there, just in case something happens.
I mean, might be the one person I recommend that gets a spruce.
Well, there's a lot of firs in the area. How do you differentiate which pine tree that you do or do not touch or get around?
I would touch none of them.
This is a tough area to live in.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're allergic to pine trees.
The evergreen state, yeah.
Oh, that was Violet Beauregard.
That was Violet?
Yeah, not Veruca Salt.
Oh, son of a
Veruca Salt, she's the one who couldn't fight the Seether.
Yes, thank you.
I thought it was just a band.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef is in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
You're a head chef. I mean, I know you're going to talk about celebrity chefs, but you're kind of one.
Yeah, these chefs are more famous than I am.
Well, but still, what is the food that you as a famous chef at Slither, what do you refuse to eat that most people like?
For the most part, mushrooms.
I knew that'd be the answer.
Not tomatoes anymore?
Tomato I can fight through. I'll still generally order a sandwich without it. But sure. Again, I love bruschetta, so there's certain tomatoes I do enjoy.
I'm right there with you. It's weird.
And like once in a while on a certain sandwich, there's a sandwich thrown I enjoy, and that thing is spicy enough where I do enjoy a little tomato on that one.
Okay. is there a way that a mushroom could be prepared that you would get crab stuff, something like that? Is there anything that you ever tried?
I've tried them every way you can. And I've had chanterelles that were just cooked in butter.
Right.
Right? So, like,
That's kind of a steaky.
I go back and forth. If I'm going to eat a mushroom, it's probably because it's on a pizza and it's just in the cheese.
Sure.
And I just kind of fight through it.
All right.
But it's very rare. Like, one of the times it happened to me, we were having a bonfire in somebody's backyard. And they were like, hey, we got a Costco pizza. And I was like, awesome. Now, unbeknownst to me, somebody else had picked all these fresh mushrooms, but it's dark out. But I don't really know the crowd. So, like, once I bite into it, I'm just like, oh, I'm going to have to fight through this.
Now I got to do this.
I tell you what.
I got to eat it.
I can eat mushrooms a million different ways. I absolutely loathe them on pizza.
I know, which a lot of people say. And trust me, I wish I liked mushrooms because they show up so many different places. And there's so many different varieties. And the mushroom itself, I mean, it's like life. It's just a cool little thing that happens. Mm-hmm. Mushrooms, and then the other one I catch a lot of heat on is kale. Like, I just don't like the taste of it.
People are surprised.
Most people don't.
I can't believe anyone actually likes kale. I understand, like, its benefits, but when the kale thing was big, I didn't meet a lot of people that necessarily enjoyed it. It was just more like, I can get it down because I already
eat it. You get this better than anybody, but generally when you bring up vegetables, either people go, you just don't like vegetables, or I go, no, I actually like a lot of vegetables, and they go, well, you've just never had kale the way I make it.
God, you're okay, right. Okay. Man, people say that all the time. Do you make it out of meat?
I would also say organs.
Yeah, I'm
like,
not a big
organ. I'm not really big on like liver or heart or any of that stuff. But I'll eat, I mean, is tongue an organ?
Yeah.
All right, beef tongue's not bad. So these are, they're saying, look, everybody's kind of picky about certain things they eat.
Sure.
So these are 13 famous chefs and foods they won't eat, basically if they don't have to.
Okay.
Miles, I'm going to start out with a gut punch for you.
All right.
Because I think you, like all of us, you very much enjoyed this man and his shows, Anthony Bourdain.
Very much so.
He's the only one that just picked a restaurant. He didn't like Johnny Rockets. You're a Johnny Rockets guy.
I used to go there all the time when my kids were young and we were going to the movie theater and they were on top
Pacific Place.
Pacific Place, but I haven't been there in a while.
All right, let's see. Guy Fieri doesn't like eggs.
We've known that for a long time. If you watch his show, he is adamant about not getting into the egg world. Matter of fact, I think he suggests that they don't do anything that requires eggs so he can be a part of it. Like, seriously.
I just feel like that just rules out so much of breakfast.
It does, but he typically doesn't do the breakfast foods on his show more than he does the lunch and dinner. Stuff.
But does he freak out? So if you don't like eggs, you don't like eggs, but you still might like mayo, you still might like hollandaise sauce, or is he just straight up like, if the eggs are in it, I want.
I think you're exactly right. I just don't think he likes eggs.
Right, okay. He doesn't like eggs, but obviously they use them in recipes.
Yeah, you have to, right?
Right. I was gonna say you can't really cook without using eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Ramsay. This is. I mean, look, he's like a lot of people. He doesn't like pineapple pizza.
Okay, fair.
Yep,
fair.
Which also, again, I like Hawaiian pizza. If somebody just ordered a pineapple pizza, I'd go, that's a little strange.
That is weird.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I would do that before mushrooms. There's variants. I've heard of people say, like, dude, you got to add jalapeno peppers, all like spicy stuff. I've had that before. I'm like, all right, I get that. The hot and the sweet.
Well, I think the weird thing is I'm not like the biggest pineapple fan, but I thoroughly enjoy Hawaiian pizza. Ina Garnett, she says she won't cook with canned beets and doesn't like canned tomatoes.
Well, that's tough with sauce. far as, like, you know, making anything that's, you know, puree.
Canned beets, I get it, man.
Right.
That, I mean, I wouldn't use beets, period.
Right. Thank you.
That's another one that, like, got really famous there and kind of was, like, the in vegetable, but, like, out.
Also, the aluminum of the can can mess up the,
For sure.
The flavor a little bit. So I can understand that. For somebody who actually, a famous chef who's actually got a good palate that can actually taste the difference, you bet. Yeah. I can understand that.
Bobby Flay, like, this one seems like it really shouldn't be on the list. Everybody's picky. He just doesn't like durian fruit.
Oh, no. Well, okay, again, right?
Are you being picky? Are you being picky?
So basically, you like everything.
Rachel Ray, says she is creeped out by shelf-stable mayonnaise, meaning she'll make a mayonnaise
right.
or an aioli. She just doesn't like the idea that it's just sitting on the shelf for months or years.
She's never had Duke's.
I mean, I get where she's coming from, because a lot of times after you make certain things from scratch, you wonder how other things exist. Mayonnaise kind of makes no sense, but I don't care. Like, I'm fine with it. But from her point of view, I get it. Like, it's an egg-based product.
Mm-hmm.
You can just store it in your fridge or whatever, and, like, it doesn't go bad.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Real quick.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. So I can see why she's like, I don't understand what this is.
You're making homemade mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. I know it involves a lot of eggs and some oil. What else is in mayonnaise?
That's about it. That's, I mean, just egg whites and, like, you can add salt. And you can flavor it the way you want, but that's about it.
Okay. All right.
Has anybody ever tried the flavored mayonnaise?
Baconaise.
Yeah, baconaise is it.
Right, but I'm saying, like, best foods or Hellman's, whatever you want to call it, like, they have, like, flavored mayonnaise, and I was like, I don't know that I need flavor, right?
Smaller jars, I'd be more apt, because depending on the sandwich I might make, like, ooh, bacon mayonnaise, right? Perfect. But I wouldn't want the regular size of it, because I'm not going to use that much.
I can put a little bit, it's like making speedy sauce or anything else, ketchup and, you know, mayo. Yeah. I can add barbecue sauce in if I want.
That's the way I feel about it.
I just need the base of it. I don't eat that much damn mayonnaise to have like seven different varieties. I can put something in mayonnaise to get it where I need it to be.
There's some 13 famous chefs sharing foods they won't eat. Wolfgang Puck. He'd rather do without Japanese Wagyu beef.
Really?
Yeah.
Back to what you were saying earlier.
Well, I saw the list earlier, so it was already in my head. Yep. Credit to him. I'm just saying, I've had it. I get it. I don't know. There's just so many good steaks.
Right. Like you said, at a steak house. They don't offer bad steaks. They're already expensive. I don't need to buy your most expensive one.
Right. And even I would say, I said a steakhouse, but also like home too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, nobody's going to argue that carne asada is like the greatest cut of beef.
But it's delicious.
Ooh, right. But but the preparation in it and stuff and the way you cook it, it's awesome.
That's it.
Yeah. Let's see. She is beautiful. What's Gita De Laurentiis?
Yeah.
What's Giada? Yeah.
Whatever.
She's not into green bell peppers and won't include them in her recipes.
Fajitas. There's a couple things where I think they're pretty strong, but you know the difference between a green and a red and a yellow pepper.
Age.
Just age.
Right. So Aaron Sanchez, he says he's not a fan of green peppers. He's okay with red and yellow ones, but the green ones don't taste like much of anything. Like,
I disagree. I feel like, to me, anyway, green peppers have more taste than red or yellow.
They do.
At least for my palate.
And when you do a tomato, you need to fry it as green because it doesn't have as much flavor. So it's like the opposite in a tomato as far as the ripe.
Yeah, I mean, I just like I like a bell pepper, period.
Sure. Yeah. I'm down with peppers, but.
Peppers and sausage.
Mm-hmm.
That's my jam.
Yeah, and I would say, sometimes you could buy, like, you ever get, like, the little miniature ones?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're good for dipping and stuff. But, like, if I'm having an Italian sausage and I'm with peppers and onions on it, it better be green peppers.
Yeah. I agree. 100%, man.
Julia Child, she disliked certain types of greens, including iceberg lettuce, cilantro, and arugula.
So she had a bitter, one of those bitter things.
Yeah.
You don't like cilantro.
Now, arugula, love it.
You just got to wash the living.
I don't like it. But
I know, but to me, it just tastes like pepper.
That's what everyone says, and I get what they're saying. But I'm like, but that little hint of whatever arugula actually is, it's not peppery. I'm like, I can't.
I used to buy it at the farmer's market. You have to wash it 9 different times to get the sand out of it.
Obviously, a lot of them also said airplane food, because like Gordon Ramsay said, way. He worked on an airline for 10 years. Nobody knows where his food been, how it goes. I feel like really you're just talking to people in first class anymore, though.
Oh, for sure.
Like the little pre-made meals or snack packs, who really cares? Curtis Stone isn't a fan of marshmallow. And Carla Hall doesn't like how everyone adds bacon and truffles to everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which,
yeah,
She's not wrong. I agree with that, too. Like, sometimes it's
it
like...
It just gets out of hand.
I don't need truffle oil all the time.
The truffle oil thing drives me up a wall because it's like...
It's not truffle oil.
Right.
That's one. It would cost you...
You could sell it, right, but it's not a truffle, but but people would jack up the price. Like, well, we've had a truffle oil. Like,
but but it's not truffle oil. It's just something you're calling truffle oil.
Send it back.
Good times. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shot of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room. Hey, Ted, you still ride your scooter ever?
I still own one, but I haven't been on one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. So, Andy, what was the nuisance you didn't want to deal with?
Last year, this time, I was in El Paso, Texas, and I came home one day, I saw a couple flies, and I thought my roommate left the door open, and I killed a couple flies, went to sleep, went to work the next day, came back, there's like 40 of them, and they like hid underneath the blinds next to the window, like get sunbathing, and like I moved the blinds, and they just attacked me.
the flies attacked you?
They were flies. Yeah, I guess it's a thing in El Paso, like around summertime, the flies come out and hunt in August.
Like a horse fly?
Yeah, do they bite you?
No, they didn't bite. Okay. They were just a nuisance. They weren't like biting.
Right. Okay.
I was in the living room
with a dish towel slapping them.
What else do you deal with in Texas, right? Because places that are hot and or humid, or definitely the places that are both, like, the number of bugs you have to deal with is incredible compared to what we deal with here. And certainly the style of bugs, they seem a lot bigger the farther south you go.
Oh, these things were like thumb size. These flies were ridiculous.
They might have been horse flies. I just know you don't want to deal with those.
They're awful.
They will take a chunk out of your body.
I saw one bite my father's forehead years ago. We're sitting out on the deck. eating dinner. We knew he had horse flies to try to swat him away. And he had the bald spot, which made it very funny to me and my brother. But the thing landed on his bald spot. Before he could get his hand up there to brush it away, he kind of ran forward, I guess, got right onto his forehead, just bit his ass, right, and then took off. He was so pissed. Like, it ruined dinner. Like, he's so mad, and we wanted to laugh. Well, right, I mean, because he couldn't stop bitching about it through the rest of dinner. My mom's giving us the look of, laugh at your own peril. Mm-hmm. If you laugh at him right now, he will stab you with a fork.
I mean, I remember being at a pool at a hotel, and granted, it's Chincoteague Island, where it's famous for their horses.
Just getting ready to bring that up, man.
But, right, I remember being in that pool, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. Then it was a horse fly, but I mean, like, it was so bad, like, we got out of the pool, because they were just, like, zipping around. I mean, look, you can hear my hair is almost standing up, just remembered.
But that island, I was going to bring up that specific island, man. Like, I've been there, you watch the horses, they do, it's wild horses, right, if you don't know. So, you kind of watch them, they're doing their thing, and then there's a moment where horse flies seem to show up just in droves, and everyone just beelines back to their car to get the hell out of this.
Long Beach Island, New Jersey, only time I've been stung, I could not believe the pain. And it wasn't even a bite. It's a bite.
Yeah, they
bite. I don't
bite
even think
you.
They. I think no, they take. Bite. They take a chunk out of your. What was the unwanted nuisance you had to deal with? 206-803-ROD.
Hello, Danielle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my nuisance is my brother. My mother left him at the house when she moved out, and when I took over the house, and I couldn't get him off the property at all.
But what was the situation with your brother?
My brother is like 8 years older than me, so he's mid-50s, and he hasn't worked in like 30-some-odd years, and my mom's taking care of him basically all the rest of his life. And he's like the type of person that, in her eyes, never does anything wrong, so he gets away with everything.
Well, when she moved out, and you moved in, or whatever the deal was, did she tell him he could stay, or that he had to get out too?
She did. Basically, she left him like furniture.
And
what? So, is there anything wrong with him, or is he just lazy and play the blame game?
No, just lazy.
So, how does he survive in life?
Off of my mother.
So she gives him money, and she enables him to do whatever. Nothing, I guess.
Yeah.
What does he do when he's at home all day?
Sit up in his room doing whatever he does. I don't know.
All right.
How long did you have to?
I never did get rid of him, and my mom ended up moving back into the property, and he's still there. And he showed up at her house, I think, like 25 years ago on Christmas Eve, and has never left since. That's the biggest nuisance I can think of.
That's not bad. I mean,
that's a solid answer.
That would drive me nuts.
How often do you have to interact with him?
Every day, because I live on the same property that we have houses. We have an apartment and a house, and I live in the house. So he's living in the apartment with my mom still. And I sleep with him every day.
Now, I mean, is he a decent guy when you see him? I mean, is he talkative?
He has his times, his moments. So there's one time he broke my back.
He broke it. How did he break your back?
He got mad over meatloaf, my mom's meatloaf.
he got mad over meatloaf
and broke your back.
Well, what happened was that his girlfriend was going in for seconds, and there was my mother and I were still there waiting to dish up, and it was a family dinner, and there was a little bit left, and I took the fork from her and told her, wait and let us dish up first, because mom and I haven't eaten yet, and she went upstairs and told him that I called her a fat bee, which I didn't, and
she
went upstairs and pushed me across the kitchen with my plate in my hand. Food went flying over everybody. And I have an attitude, too, when stuff like that happens. So I got up, got in his face, and he picked me up and slammed me down on the ground and put his knee in my middle of my chest and broke my back. Yeah.
Is that when you moved out?
Well, no, because I needed someone to take care of me for the next 11 months.
Jesus
Christ, man.
And
yeah.
Because his girlfriend went in for a second piece of lasagna before you guys had even gotten
My mom makes the best meatloaf, man. I'm telling you.
I mean, it sounds like it.
She must.
Okay, all right.
Well, goddamn, man.
That's a great family dynamic there. I can't believe the guy's got a girlfriend, to be honest with you. If all he does is just sit around the house all day.
And do nothing.
Mm-hmm. You'd be shocked.
What's that?
I mean, I'm with you. I used to always say that. But you'd be shocked the amount of people that, like, are just losers. But they still have boyfriends and girlfriends.
Yeah, for no particular reason.
That's right. I'm just like, how does that make sense? But you seem like a normal person outside of dating him.
Right.
Yeah. I'm gonna see one in a few months.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Living the midday lifestyle for the vacationing Ryan Castle. Taryn Daly, everybody.
It's so crazy. My whole day feels a little bit discombobulated.
You got your nights now.
I got my nights. I went to the Mariners game last night.
Oh, hey, look at
it. It's a great game to be at.
Yes, 8-0.
Yeah, God, it was crazy.
Yeah, but also just got two cool t-shirts, man. That's what I'm jealous of.
It was Native American Heritage Night, so they gave out these really cool Mariners jerseys with the upside-down trident with some like Native American symbols and things of that nature inside of it. That was so cool. Got one of those. And then they did a Grateful Dead collaboration with the Bears and the tie-dye and all that good
stuff. So you just know it's cool.
Oh, yeah. And we took the little kid, and it was the second inning when he told me, I want to go home.
But what did you do to circumvent that?
I put on Paw Patrol.
That
lady.
Is correct, right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Paramount Plus.
Brad sent me a picture of Taryn and their kid Barrett, and I was like, "What's Barrett watching?"
Well, look,
Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol is like Advil for child impatience.
Yes,
you know what I mean. Like if you have a headache, hey man, you got Advil. If your kid's losing their mind and you got your phone, put on Paw Patrol. They leave you alone.
Now, what about your other children? Could you take any of these kids to like Bark in the Park night?
Oh, so I mean, I've never gone to Bark in the Park with my dog.
All right,
he would love it.
He would go crazy.
Would he stay for more than two innings?
Oh, God, yes. He would want to stay forever. If you could imagine what a dog on Molly would be like, that's my dog.
Is that right?
That's how he is.
If there's people around that will pet him, he will not leave you alone. Like, to the point, I'm like, all right, Kai, enough.
He's an aggressive cuddler.
Would you take your goats if they had goat night?
Absolutely.
Goat night.
I feel like goat this is night. One of the few cities in Major League Baseball where you could do that and have a sizable population.
But you could bring out, like, King Griffey Jr. You know, some of the best that ever played Mariner. But it's goat night. You bring your goat.
The park would be clean.
That's true. You know what I really love, though, is I've seen it when they do at some Bark in the Park nights at some, I don't know if they do it here locally, but the Simba cam. That's the greatest thing in the world. Oh, yeah. Everybody holds their dogs up. I would try. My dog weighs 80 pounds.
Depends on the size of the dog. Isn't it? That one. All right. Well, as you can see outside, the weather has just turned to absolute hell on us in, 3 days? It's been 2 days. It's been like this. So today we decided to bring a little happiness, I guess. So I guess. Is this according?
That's so convincing. We're bringing happiness, I guess.
I mean, maybe.
You're into that kind of thing.
Is this based on some kind of scientific research or something like that?
Is it beats per minute, maybe?
Yeah.
Beats per minute. And how many endorphins you're releasing as you listen?
Oh, Mike, you got all this info, right? Mike has done the science. The science of happy.
He's a numbers guy.
Dan's ability is a must.
The song has to be in major key with 137 beats per minute and other music technicalities. And dance ability is a must.
Dance ability is a must.
Basically, the beat and the key is the thing.
And this was all studied from a university professor in London with a PhD in music psychology.
So this comes from England, then. Okay. So these are the 10 happiest songs of all time.
10. Number 10.
Yes. Yeah.
No brainer.
Yes.
No brainer.
Well, we were listening to the Men's Room Radio channel on the Odyssey app.
And you guys?
And we put this song on there. And it just played. And Steve said, hey, if this isn't one of the happiest songs.
I didn't think it'd be on the list, but I literally just said a few minutes ago, man.
Here we are.
This should be on the list. Thank you, Mike.
There you go. Yeah. And it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. And by the way, 126 beats per minute, just in case you were.
Oh, they're a little under. They're a little under.
And by the way, Friday is September. Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
You know who did not write the song? School kids. This is written by parents because they know their kids are going to hell back to school. Yeah! Woo! All right, baby. Woo!
We can have sex that's vocal. And at least during the day.
Right. Written by parents.
These are the 10 happiest songs of all time.
Number 9.
I can feel the Swedish blood pumping through my veins right now.
I reckon this is one of my moments, and I already warned Mike about this. I recognize that it's a happy song. I want to light them on fire when I hear this damn song. I really do.
ABBA should be your number one because they did so much for pop music. Number one that you hate.
No, but every once in a while they hit me with something. I'm like, go ABBA. Hell yeah. This is just not one of them. This has not been.
Do you know this song? They actually won the Eurovision Song Contest with this song in 1974. It really kind of put them on the map.
Really? Right. It's what I'm saying. And then, right, like, then pop music just explodes in Europe.
Mm-hmm. ABBA might be the happiest band, like, consistently happiest
band. They're rich.
I'd be happy too.
Yes. They're like one of the wealthiest musicians on the planet. I'd be happy too.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are the 10 happiest songs of all time.
Eight, number eight.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to
first dance to learn.
I can still do this one.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be happy if I got to dress up in a Halloween costume all the time. You know?
That's what I liked about them. Construction worker, native, biker,
policeman.
Cop. Yeah, and the policeman. And every once in a while, I will say the policeman also started wearing the Navy outfit after In the Navy came out. It was the same dude, but he switched up.
Yep. I still just love nobody knew they were gay.
I know. You're looking at it like, how did you not know? What village do they live in?
East.
These are the 10 happiest songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number seven.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around. Round, round, I get around. I get around.
He was explaining to his doctor why he had that burning sensation.
Get around. And by the way, I was at your last Men's Room World Tour at Mike's Chili Parlor when I learned that John Stamos has been in the Beach Boys for
years. He drums,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
You mean like currently?
Yes.
He just steps up on stage when he's close and plays like three or four songs.
But you know what? He actually plays the guitar with them now. They've got a new drummer named John Bolton, who's actually from like Auburn or somewhere Seattle-ish.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not joking.
Well, you just heard a Men's Room World Tour stop number 5 just announced at the 884 Pub. We're going to Bremerton.
Woo!
Yeah, man.
John Stamos will not be there.
That's a Saturday.
Oh, my God. Can we please invite Uncle Jesse? Because that would make me happy.
We can invite him, yes.
Absolutely free from 3 till 6, Saturday, September the 9th. We're going to Bremerton.
And we might even play some happy songs.
I haven't been over there since I bought my scooter, so I'm pretty excited.
You bought your scooter in Bremerton?
Yeah, sure did.
That's a long distance to go to get a scooter.
Actually, it wasn't because it took the ferry. It was shorter than any other direction because I didn't want to go that far. These are the 10 happiest songs of all time.
Six. Number 6.
Sun's shining.
Yeah.
Sweet gel. Boy, makes you
also on the Men's Room Radio Gen.
This version is too?
Finley Quaid. Yeah, man.
Right on.
That's why we switched it up.
Thank you, Mike.
It's a sweet plug. Sweet plug.
He's good.
We're plugging away on this one. I mean, World Tour, stop number 5, Men's Room Radio.
Can't wait.
Unbelievable.
This song rocks. I'm sorry, man.
It does.
It puts me in a good mood every time.
They'd pull us into a meeting back in the day and say, you guys did a good job on this one. You know?
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
But that was Finley Quaid.
These are the 10 happiest songs of all time.
Five. Number 5.
Oh, yeah.
She's been living in her uptown world.
We only do doo-wop, Billy.
And Billy Joel in the 80s was just like hanging out with supermodels. I mean, I would write a song about that, too.
He gave us all hope.
And here we are.
You can be drunk and get a supermodel. I'm like, I've done half of that.
All you got to do is know how to play the piano.
That's pretty true, man.
Stuff. These are the 10 happiest songs of all time.
Number 4.
It's my girl Pink.
Mm-hmm.
This song was originally written for Madonna by Linda Perry, and Madonna turned it down.
Oh, really?
I think I like the Pink version better than anything that Madonna would have done with it.
I do not enjoy Madonna. I do not believe she has talent. I understand that she's very famous and she's changed things. Good for her. She sucks. You know, Pink has some guts, man. You know what I'm saying? Pink kind of rocks out.
Yeah, she does.
Dig it.
10 happiest songs of all time on Sit and Spin.
Number 3.
Madness.
I mean, this is just delightful 80s to me. Like, I could just gobble this up.
This is some quintessential 80s jam going on
when
right
now. When this video came out, I was like, oh, this is so great.
I know.
Didn't they all look like the newsies kind of? Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah. It almost looked like Monty Python.
Yes.
The way they did their skits, like going real fast from place to place. And
God, this was a good song, man.
Oh, yeah, it's by Madness, by the way, in case you're not a huge Madness fan on your
You're
own.
Not a huge Madness fan, but this song is good. We're letting you, you're not, but this song is good.
The research was done in London. They were huge.
Yep.
10 happiest songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number 2.
Wow! I feel good.
Merry Christmas.
I mean, I feel like the Godfather of Soul probably has a slew of happy songs.
Oh my
but
God, yeah.
James Brown couldn't, I don't think he could write a sad song.
Too crazy to be sad.
They're all going to make you sweat.
It's in a good mood for the hardest working man in show business.
And he wears a cape a lot. Don't you think if you were wearing a cape, wouldn't that make you happy?
If I had somebody that put a cape on me at a certain point of time every day, I'd be in a much better mood.
And no one could teach you for it. Like, you can wear a cape, you're going to get weird looks. He does it and people cheer. Like, hey, put on that cape.
The only time I've seen people wear cape is like Haight Ashbury.
Right.
Like, walk around like, oh, don't mess with that guy.
Oh, we just saw that.
He's got a cape.
Yes, indeed.
These are the 10 happiest songs of all time, so we made it to number one.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
I mean, I get what they're saying, but not number one.
I'm pretty happy.
Well, it's good vibrations.
Also, just makes me want to put on my wetsuit and grab my board.
Makes me think of John Stamos.
Are you going down to Huntington Beach this afternoon?
And, you guys, this new drummer, John Bolton, that's from this area. If you watch a video of him, he will give you like Keith Moon vibes. He's just
he's
a monster up there, but he's also like extremely jovial and just having the time of his life. And I think they're playing that the fair in Walla Walla, Walla Walla Frontier Days. They're playing that like tomorrow or this weekend or something like that. The one the Foo Fighters played a handful of years ago.
Okay, all right.
Very cool.
Well, Stamos be there.
Taryn,
he better be there.
Enjoy. Is this your last night at home? Are you back on nights tomorrow?
Oh, no. Tomorrow I will be doing Ryan's midday show again. And then Thursday back to the night show.
Okay, so you got a couple nights to hang out, catch up on some
Maybe
movies.
Maybe I'll go to more Mariners games. I don't know.
Human being.
Yeah. I think you boot him out. Say, I really enjoy your shift.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not moving.
Sorry, Ryan.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room. Live.
Davis Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Matt. Welcome to the program. All right, let's see here. What are you going to come home to? Wasps in the walls, dog diarrhea, remnants of a burglary, or a surprise party?
Well, I've dealt with, like, I think two of the four. I didn't like it. I'll go with the surprise party.
Surprise party for me.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, surprise.
All right, Matt, here is your question. What medical condition is known as OCA?
Let me see. Ocular... I don't know. That's actually a hard question. Ocular... Congenitive, I can't think of the A.
I appreciate you making the effort to do this, and the way to pronounce it, I'm not even really sure, but it's better known in the medical community as albinism.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Question two.
Well, that's a question that's you didn't know, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Glad we started out with a hard one.
Yeah, tough guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, your question. The Juice Box is the nickname of what baseball stadium?
I just points in directions.
And it's the right direction.
No, it is the correct direction.
That's the same way you pointed for Vegas.
No. He pointed almost due south for Vegas. He's pointing a little more.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Mike,
you can follow where.
He's an Eagle Scout, Ted.
As the crow flies of where I'm pointing, Ted, you will land in this place.
Vegas is not due south of us.
Where's it due then?
Where's it due?
Southeast.
Who did the Dodgers play? When did the Dodgers play? That's my guess.
Dodger Stadium. That would be the Houston Astros, Minute Maid Park.
That's correct. Minute Maid
See,
Park.
See, I was thinking Tropicana Field.
Right.
That was my first thought. Right. I'm like, okay, this makes sense.
Oh, were you pointing to Florida?
Question six.
Question number six for Matt. Who replaced Kathy Lee Gifford on the Today Show?
Kelly Ripa.
Nope. Right. She replaced her on Live and Regis. On the Today Show is Jenna Bush.
Jenna Bush, that is correct.
Oh,
actually, Jenna Bush Hager.
Thank you, Miles. Yes. Jenna Bush Hager.
The Bush is a nickname. All right. Greenland is a territory of what country?
I'm just going to guess, like England or something.
Mike, with his direction.
Iceland?
Nope.
I can direct planes, dude.
Denmark.
Denmark.
Oh, that was the other one I was going to say, but I don't...
Yeah. Mike, what did this fella say when he called in, Matt?
He said, give me some hard questions. I know.
I don't think these are that hard, frankly.
Question 8.
Question number 8. Cinco de Mayo is the celebration of the Mexican defeat of what nation?
France?
There you go. There you go.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you fellas doing?
Oh, I know. Marshall, sober or not sober?
I'm sober at work today.
All right. Like a real man.
Grown-ass man.
No mixers.
Marshall, come
no
home.
No mixer Marshall. That's what we're going to call it.
What are you coming home to? Wasps in the walls, dog diarrhea, remnants of a burglary, or a surprise party?
Surprise party. This is one of your easiest questions. I don't understand people.
Well, I mean, there's as many dog diarrhea votes as surprise party.
That's why he doesn't understand people.
I don't either.
Well, the callers are weird, though. Again, surprise party dominating on Twitter.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if I give my parents a shout out, they had their anniversary last week. You guys weren't here. My dad listens to your show every week. They had a 61st win anniversary. So
63rd?
Wow. That is amazing.
61st.
Is that still amazing?
That's not nearly as impressive.
That's amazing. Wow. Congratulations. Yeah, You should have thrown them a surprise party.
I love you guys, so.
They're getting old, man.
Yep. No, they're 80. They're in their 80s. They can't do that.
Surprise party and wake all at once. All right. Here's your question. A person described as a towhead, towhead, has what color hair?
I will guess red.
Blonde.
Blonde.
I'm going to clear that up.
Still don't use that term to anybody.
No, don't say it.
But I was
stunned me on that.
I know.
The look
you
guys gave me, like, guys, I did not say what you thought I just said.
Wow, man.
We'd have to do that on.
And is he daring us to say what we think we heard?
You know what I mean.
Don't act like you don't know it.
You know.
One and done. We should do that on the happy hour sometime. Just come up with the horrible racist.
We can.
What group of people does this apply to if you say blank? Right?
Oh, I'm out on that one.
Yeah, me too. I'm bailing. What did you guys do again?
Yeah.
Well, Steve hosted it.
Right. But you, Mike, and Ted got them all right.
10 out of 10. And the bonus.
Two ways to do.
I made a multiple choice. They nailed it.
No. Hit me with another one.
All right, your question.
I got a fresh 20 for you.
Speed round. Let's go.
Which Harry Potter character is part giant?
Yeah.
What's that?
Hagrid.
Hagrid the Horrible.
Yeah, nice Hagrid.
Nice job.
He actually just passed away earlier this year.
Oh, the guy who played Hagrid.
Yeah. That sucked, man.
Was that the guy that was just a little bit, his face was a little bit messed up, kind of?
I mean, he was chubby and he had like all the red stuff.
Different guys.
Who's the guy with the you mean like the actor has a messed up face?
Well, he looks like there's something wrong going on.
From Harry Potter.
We'll do that on.
Come on, man. Write it down.
We'll do that on
the messed up face?
Miles, keep the shovel in your hand. Who's the guy with the messed up hand?
I don't know. I don't watch that crap. I just saw that he died.
I mean, he's a heavy set dude, but.
No, it's not.
Is it the guy you're thinking of?
No, not the same guy. No, not
that's why I want to know.
The other guy, you're like, hey, man, what happened to you?
You're saying just like if you look at the actor himself.
Did your mom hold her breath? Right. What?
Dude, we used to work with a guy. He worked at a different radio station, but I swore, and I'll stand by this, if his mother, in the entire 9 months that she was pregnant with him, held her breath for even 3 more seconds, things would have been different. I was just like, brother, you're riding the line, man. I mean, just I'm looking at this guy like, there's no way you form normally in the womb. You know what I'm saying?
This guy?
No, not that guy.
All right. Well, Warwick Davis is a dwarf, sure. So.
Oh, I wasn't talking
well,
about
sure.
Yeah, no.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Darrington, Washington's biggest celebrity. I challenge you to prove me wrong. Legendary game show host Bob Barker, known as the host of The Price is Right for 32 years, and also for beating up Adam Sandler in the movie Happy Gilmore. Bob unfortunately passed away this past Saturday. They're not listing his cause of death, but I'll explain it to you. He was 99 years old. That's basically what they said.
That's a hell of a
He's 99. That was their whole thing. Thank you for not going, we don't know what happened. He was 99 years old. He did a two-year stint in the Navy at the end of World War II. Gets out of the Navy, lands a job in radio in Florida. That was in the 40s. Then he started his own radio show, The Bob Barker Show, in 1950. That's when he moved to Burbank, California. Then he landed his first TV gig in 1956, hosting...
Is it The Price is Right?
Truth or Consequences. Mm. And he hosted that show for 18 years until that show came.
Wow.
18 years.
I didn't
years
know that.
When, so think about it. He did 18 years of Truth or Consequences, and basically when that show ended, that's when he went to Price is Right, which was 72, I believe it is, and he hosted that all the way through 2007. That is a long, long run. And like we were saying earlier, depending on your age, but certainly not age group on this show, if you were homesick from school, one of the highlights was watching Price is Right.
Yep.
I mean, I cannot explain it. I do not know why. The show was always the same. I always did poorly. I still don't know the prices of things, but yeah. Bob Barker, man, 99 years. And he had Barker's Beauties.
Mm. And he was born in Washington State.
He was. Yeah. Darrington. Does anyone know where Darrington is?
Sure do.
It's right over there.
It's right out. So you go up, get off in Arlington, then cruise around the mountain out there, and you'll hit Darrington.
What's the bar?
Well, Summer Meltdown's always out there at the Bluegrass Festival Ground.
Okay. Of course you know. But yeah, so Bob Barker, born there, but he moved away at 6 years old. At any rate, to Bob Barker, man, depending how old you are, that guy has always been somewhere in your life. He's almost like the Betty White, but on the male side, right?
Yeah.
He's also like the Sears catalog in a weird way.
He kind of is, right? So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Here's Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, holans.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Matt. Welcome to the program. All right, let's see here. What are you going to come home to? Wasps in the walls, dog diarrhea, remnants of a burglary, or a surprise party?
Well, I've dealt with, like, I think two and four. I didn't like it. I'll go with the surprise party.
Surprise party for me.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, surprise.
All right, Matt, here is your question. What medical condition is known as OCA?
Ocular... I don't know. That's actually a hard question. Ocular... Congenitive, I can't think of the A.
I appreciate you making the effort to do this, and the way to pronounce it, I'm not even really sure, but it's better known in the medical community as albinism.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Question two. Well,
that's a question that's you didn't know, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Glad we started out with a hard one.
Yeah, tough guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, your question. The Juice Box is the nickname of what baseball stadium?
Mike just points in directions.
I do, man, and it's the right direction.
No, it is the correct direction.
That's the same way you pointed for Vegas.
No. He pointed almost due south for Vegas. He's pointing a little more.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Mike,
you can follow where.
He's an Eagle Scout, Ted.
As the crow flies of where I'm pointing, Ted, you will land in this place.
Vegas is not due south of us.
Where's it due, then?
Where's it due?
Southeast.
Who did the Dodgers play? When did the Dodgers play? That's my guess.
Dodger Stadium. Houston Astros, Minute Maid Park.
That's correct. Minute Maid Park.
See, I was thinking Tropicana Field.
Right.
That was my first thought. Right. I'm like, okay, this makes sense.
Oh, were you pointing to Florida?
Question six.
Question number six for Matt. Who replaced Kathy Lee Gifford on the Today Show?
Kelly Ripa.
Nope. Right. She replaced her on Live and Regis. On the Today Show is Jenna Bush.
Jenna Bush, that is correct.
Oh,
actually, Jenna Bush Hager.
Thank you, Miles. Jenna Bush Hager.
The Bush is a nickname. All right. Greenland is a territory of what country?
I'm just going to guess, like England or something.
Mike, with his direction.
Iceland?
Nope.
I can direct planes, dude.
Denmark.
That was the other one I was going to say, but
Yeah. Mike, what did this fella say when he called in, Matt?
He said, give me some hard questions. I know.
I don't think these are that hard, frankly.
Question eight.
Question number eight. Cinco de Mayo is the celebration of the Mexican defeat of what nation?
France?
There you go. There you go.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, how you fellas doing?
Oh, I know. Marshall, sober, not sober?
I'm sober at work today.
All right. Like a real man.
Grown-ass man.
No mixers.
Marshall, come
no
home.
No mixer Marshall. That's what we're going to call it.
What are you coming home to? Wasps in the walls, dog diarrhea, remnants of a burglary, or a surprise party?
Surprise party. This is one of the easiest questions. I don't understand people.
Well, I mean, there's as many dog diarrhea votes as surprise party
That's
votes.
Why he doesn't understand people.
I don't either.
Well, the callers are weird, though. Again, surprise party dominating on Twitter.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, if I give my parents a shout out, they had the anniversary last week. You guys weren't here. My dad listens to your show every week. They had the 61st win anniversary. So
63rd?
Wow. That is 61st, amazing.
61st.
Oh, six, is that still amazing?
Oh, that's not nearly as impressive.
That's amazing. Wow. Congratulations. Yeah, you should have thrown them a surprise party.
I love you guys, so.
They're getting old, man.
Yep. No, they're 80. They're in their 80s. They can't do that.
Surprise party and wake all at once. All right. Here's your question. A person described as a towhead, towhead, has what color hair?
I will guess red.
Blonde.
Blonde.
I'm going to clear that up.
Still don't use that term to anybody.
No, don't say it.
But I
was stunned me on that.
One. I know.
The look
like,
you guys gave me, like, guys,
golly.
I did not
man.
Say what you thought I just
wow,
said.
Wow, man.
We'd have to do that on
And is he daring us to say what we think we heard?
You know what I mean.
Don't act like
man,
you don't
know it.
You know.
One and done. We should do that on the happy hour sometime. Just come up with the horrible racist.
We can.
What group of people does this apply to if you say blank? Right?
Oh, I'm out on that one.
Yeah, me too. I'm bailing. What did you guys do again?
Yeah.
Well, Steve hosted it.
Yeah. Right. But you, Mike, and Ted got them all right.
10 out of 10 and the bonus.
Two ways
to do. I made a multiple choice. They nailed it.
No, hit me with another one.
All right, your question.
I got a fresh 20 for you.
Speed round. Let's go.
Which Harry Potter character is part giant?
Yeah.
What's that?
Hagrid.
Hagrid the Horrible.
Yeah, nice job. Hagrid. Nice job.
He actually just passed away earlier this year.
Oh, the guy who played Hagrid.
Yeah. That sucked, man.
Was that the guy that was just a little bit, his face was a little bit messed up, kind of?
I mean, he was chubby and he had like all the red stuff.
Different guys. Different
guys. Who's the guy with the? You mean like the actor has a messed up face?
Well, he looks like there's something wrong going on.
From Harry
I
Potter.
I don't want to. We'll do that on.
Come on, man. Write it down. Because I want to know.
We'll no.
Who has the messed up face?
Miles, keep the shovel in your hand. Who's the guy with the messed up hand?
I don't know. I don't watch that crap. I just saw that he died.
I mean, he's a heavy set dude, but.
No, it's not.
Is it the guy you're thinking of?
No, not the same guy. No, not
that's why I want to know.
The other guy, you're like, hey, man, what happened to you?
You're saying just like if you look at the actor himself.
Did your mom hold her breath? What? Right. What?
Dude, we used to work with a guy. He worked at a different radio station, but I swore, and I'll stand by this, if his mother, in the entire 9 months that she was pregnant with him, held her breath for even 3 more seconds, things would have been different. I was just like, brother, you're riding the line, man. I mean, just I'm looking at this guy like, there's no way you form normally in the womb. You know what I'm saying?
This guy?
No, not that guy.
All right. Well, I was like, Warwick Davis is a dwarf,
sure.
So.
Oh, I wasn't talking
well,
about
sure.
Yeah, no.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Darrington, Washington's biggest celebrity. I challenge you to prove me wrong. Legendary game show host Bob Barker, known as the host of The Price is Right for 32 years, and also for beating up Adam Sandler in the movie Happy Gilmore. Bob unfortunately passed away this past Saturday. They're not listing his cause of death, but I'll explain it to you. He was 99 years old. That's basically
what they said. That's a hell of a
He's 99. That was their whole thing. Thank you for not going, we don't know what happened. He was 99 years old. He did a 2-year stint in the Navy at the end of World War II, gets out of the Navy, lands a job in radio in Florida. That was in the 40s. Then he started his own radio show, The Bob Barker Show, in 1950. That's when he moved to Burbank, California. Then he landed his first TV gig in 1956, hosting...
Is it The Price is Right?
Truth or Consequences. Mm. And he hosted that show for 18 years until that show came.
Wow.
18 years.
I didn't
years.
Know that.
So think about it. He did 18 years of Truth or Consequences, and basically when that show ended, that's when he went to Price is Right, which was 72, I believe it is, and he hosted that all the way through 2007. That is a long, long run. And like we were saying earlier, depending on your age, but certainly not age group on this show, if you were homesick from school, one of the highlights was watching Price is Right.
Yep.
I mean, I cannot explain it. I do not know why. The show was always the same. I always did poorly. I still don't know the prices of things, but yeah. Bob Barker, man, 99 years. And he had Barker's Beauties.
Mm. And he was born in Washington State.
He was. Yeah. Darrington. Does anyone know where Darrington is?
Sure do.
It's right over there.
It's right outside. You go up, get off in Arlington, then cruise around the mountain out there, and you'll hit Darrington.
What's the bar?
Well, Summer Meltdown's always out there at the Bluegrass Festival Ground.
Okay. Of course you know. But yeah, so Bob Barker, born there, but he moved away at 6 years old. At any rate, to Bob Barker, man, depending how old you are, that guy has always been somewhere in your life. He's almost like the Betty White, but on the male side, right?
Yeah.
He's also like the Sears catalog in a weird way.
He kind of is, right? So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.